We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Right now at Strava Craft Coffee, DNVR listeners, you guys can get 25% off your first purchase with the code DNVR25. And if you're a returning customer, you can use the code DNVR20 for 20% off your order. Of course, Strava Craft Coffee is packed with CBD. It can help relieve back pain, neck pain, arthritis, IBS, stuff that's been going on for a while, long-term aches and pains that you just haven't been able to get rid of. Try out CBD, try out Strava Craft Coffee. It can really help a lot. So use the code DNVR20 for 20% off. If you're a first-time customer, DNVR25 will get you 25% off at StravaCraftCoffee.com.
See if I can do this both at the same time. Boom! Hit him! We're off!
Wow.
We're off and running. Let's go.
This is the quietest music has ever been.
Is it too quiet? This is
not, it's so quiet.
That's not quiet. The same volume it was at before.
It was the same. I think it's because I screamed. It modulated. Come on. What is up, everybody? Welcome into the DNVR Nuggets podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. I always forget when I have this one. Hold on a second. There it is. I've got an actual one. Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Use promo code DNVR wherever you are, including in Phoenix, where sports gambling is legal now. So if you've been following along from Arizona now and you've always wanted to get on those sweet, sweet DraftKings odds boosts, now is your time. In fact, if you are in Arizona where sports betting is legal, I'm sure they have the craziest deals. Day one, you guys remember day one?
I'm so jealous.
Day one, that's like they're just giving you as much money as they can possibly give you. So you're going to want to do that. Today, guys, we have a great show, and no small part because is there an echo? Somebody saying there's an echo?
Yeah, there's an echo.
We know why.
Cancellation boxes.
I'll try to address that. In the meantime, I'm going to throw it up to the man with the wind behind his hair, Harrison Wynn.
Man, I'm so jealous of these Phoenix promos for DraftKings. I'm mad jealous, man, because I remember when DraftKings launched in Denver, it funded like my first 3 months of gambling. So I can only imagine what's going on in Phoenix right now. Mayhem, probably.
Oh, it's so true. I'm like minus 200 on regular gambling and like plus 2000 on odds boost. This is my advice. Just pick odds boost. Don't ever do anything else. I'm also voined over here with a man with a fresh smoothie that I kid you not. He ordered from DoorDash. He DoorDashed a smoothie. This is a man dedicated to his own brand. It's Brendan Vogt.
How are you doing? I was going to try to make my own. Someone made a smoothie in this house and didn't wash the Nutribullet. So I will fist fight that person later. But for now, crisis averted.
Which part of his brand is more on display here? Smoothie drinking or just unbelievable laziness?
Wow. A little harsh. A little harsh.
All right, bro. Good to see you again.
Also joining us, a man who has not slept in months. Nope. In months. Nope. Joining us live from Phoenix, Arizona, it's D-Line Co. You guys know him as D-Line.
Yeah, dude, it's P-Line. You know this. I told you.
Dude, that Arizona Heat's making you actually go insane right now. I'm a dude, little concerned.
I'm very concerned. I see here Lycos wondering if I'm in custody. It certainly feels that way. I'd like to be bailed out. It is very hot here in Phoenix, Arizona. And I beat RK in golf yesterday. Let's go.
Oh, wow. I gotta
definitely
tell you,
we're not supposed to say that publicly.
We gotta tell you, Eric, you look terrible. So I know, welcome dude. Back.
Yo, I've taken
you puffiness. Look tan though.
Oh, I've taken puffiness to a new level, dude. Let's go.
Taking puffiness.
I'm bringing puffy back, my man.
Well, I do love Eric does have a savior complex. We all know this. I mean, he's incredibly talented. He works harder than anybody, I think, in the entire company. But he also wants you to know that he works this hard. And so here he tells us in the same breath that he hasn't slept in days, but also that he's played golf yesterday. So I don't know what part of this story
to believe. Oh, sorry. So just to be clear, that's the only thing I haven't done that is eating or sleeping. And we started at 5 a.m. and we finished. And then what do we do? Right to the office.
Right to the office. Well, there you go.
And then you know what I did there? I saved you.
All right, thank you, Eric. Hey, the crowd, really appreciative. That's all 100% for you. Guys, today we're going to, in segment two, we're going to get to a lot of nugget stuff, including some superlatives. We've done a couple superlative shows over the summer. Guess what, guys? The offseason, by the way, the offseason ends in 24 days. Isn't that crazy? Do you guys know that? We have a Denver – actually, it ends before that because we'll have media day before that. But in 24 days, we have a Nuggets basketball game, a preseason game, but – a basketball game. That's 3 weeks from Monday. It's crazy how close it actually is. But, you know, we are going to talk about some more. We have some fun ones lined up for you. At the end of the show, we're going to take a look. We're going Muscle Watch 2021.
What?
We're doing this Mailform Corner as like a daily segment right now because every time. By the way, shouts to Eric Spiropoulos and the rest of the Nuggets social media team. Been crushing it. And usually, you guys remember years past, Jokic would – walk off the court in game 82 or last game of the playoffs. We wouldn't see him again until media day. Nugget social team this year bringing it. Every day we get new photos, new videos of Jokic and the rest of the Nuggets. Very appreciative. So we're going to
they're just feeding down. Mailform Corner.
Absolutely they really just are. Feeding it. Single-handedly carrying it.
Yeah, they're filling out the form. They're filling out the mail form. Let's go, dude.
Also looking at myself in this terrible set I have. It's not even a set at the couch.
I'm
a little this meta, I guess, behind the scenes unnecessarily so, but I'm moving. So I don't have my set anymore. Soon I will have a set again, but not till after I move. So I'm gonna have this ugly little background. Just bear with me.
Yeah, but first, in the meantime, you've audibled really strongly with a couch and blinds. That's
and my other favorite part is that you've set your laptop on presumably your lap, and it moves every time. Like you couldn't put it on a goddamn box, bro. Something.
Adam is just clearly not ready for the season. He's still in just deep, deep off season.
Either that, or it's like your camera is like just in motion at all times. It's pretty remarkable. I think we're all impressed.
All right, that's enough meta here. we're gonna open up. Oh God! Oh jeez!
It's all going to hell.
We'll do it live.
Big news, everybody! Big news. DNVR is expanding to Phoenix. We have things out today. We have launched. This is something we really have been working on for several months. I mean, it actually goes back like 8 months, in terms of just like, hey, what are we, you know, the thinking about it. We always knew DNVR eventually we'd want to try to bring this to other markets. We really believe in DNVR. We really think that it's a good thing and that it is a cool way of covering sports. We wholly care about Denver sports and the city of Denver, the state of Colorado. That's like 100% of where our love goes. But how selfish of us would it be to contain that and say nobody else gets to do what we are doing? Right. So we always thought, okay, somebody else, we would plant some seeds elsewhere where they can follow in our footsteps. And Phoenix was the logical market for us. So today we announced, as you guys probably saw on the timeline on Twitter, DNVR, our PHNX, officially launched today. Eric, you've been working on this project for a while. What do you want to tell us about it?
Well, what this signifies is the start of what will be known as the All City Network. We are coming to all cities. We want to make sure that every city has the opportunity to cover itself in the way that the people of that city deserve. Like, it's not just the It's not just Denver that gets like criminally undercovered. It is every place that's not Los Angeles, that's not New York. And it's frankly, it's like, it's time. Like the revolution has arrived. And we have always had this in mind. We've always wanted to move to other network, to other cities, like you mentioned. And, you know, it's just time. And, you know, Brandon, our intrepid leader, just found a way to basically, I mean, he basically did Lufthansa heist. Like, he figured out how to do this. Like, we're not, like, expanding based off of money that we generated here in DNVR. We're not taking anything away from DNVR. PHNX is wholly independent. It stands on its own. It's like, its success is its own. Does its own, like Adam says, we just gave them a blueprint. Like, they...
One thing we did not give them is the Wi-Fi. We did not give them a proper Wi-Fi, and so you're really bad. But you made an important point here, and this is what I wanted to take the segment to really address, because most people, like 99% of people, very, very positive, excited, this or that, and get it. They've been following us for 2 years. Guys, we've literally never let you down, ever. Like, everything we do is like, what's going to be the coolest thing for our community and our audience? Still going. So, Eric, not going to be covering Phoenix. Vote, no. Not going to be covering the Suns. Harrison is not going to be down there doing Cardinal silent. He's going to have nothing to do with
Cardinals.
It. I
hope not.
None of us, myself included, like zero, a lot of the time over the last really month, 6 weeks, 8 weeks or so behind the scenes, I've missed the show a few times. That's all now done. Like it's launched, it's planted. Now we hope it grows. But as far as our involvement in what they're doing, our only involvement is that we set the tone, and we have set the tone for 2 years, and we want to continue to set the tone for what we think this coverage can be. But they have a phenomenal team out there, and they're going to do it, and nothing changes for you guys. Also, nothing. Speaking of nothing changes, I know some people thought, you know, like, oh, well, I don't want to subscribe to this. We're not counting on you. The people watching the show, we're not counting on you to subscribe to PHNX. Like, that's its own thing. You guys stay subscribed to DNVR, and we'll give you Nuggets coverage, Broncos cut, all that stuff. It's wholly separate. So it's just us hoping to bring the thing that we've built, that we believe in, that we love, and that I honestly and sincerely, and I mean this, I'm being serious here for a second. I honestly think it's a good thing, not just like a cool thing. I think it is a good thing that has brought people together, has made impact. I've talked to so many different people that have shared personal experiences with DNVR and the community it's given them and different things. And that's our hope, is that now our friends in Phoenix are going to do that exact same thing.
Yeah. But, and also, we still hate Suns and Four guy. Like, still fuck that guy. Like, I'll make sure that guy gets no airtime on this network. We'll pull the fucking plug.
Yeah. And I just want to say, from the community standpoint, you know, the way we try to do things on Twitter and in the Discord, DNVR Nuggets, as you know it, not just the four of us, but the community you've subscribed to, it's not going anywhere except up. So it's only more of a good thing, we promise.
Yeah, 100%. Like, the success of PHNX is the success of Denver, of DNVR, and only means bigger and better things for all of us. On that note, guys, we are going to bring in now one of our good friends, friend of the show, and one of my favorite people out there. One of the main driving factors, to be honest with you, for why we decided to go to Phoenix, and that is our good friend. I don't recognize the name here. It says Greg, but I think
that's not
right. I think there's S. Is that Espo?
It is Espo. I heard you say you don't want the DNVR people subscribing. We got subscriber numbers to hit over here. So if you DNVR people want to join us at the PHNX, I got our friend Brandon over here already asking about subscribers. So come on over.
He's like, it's been 3 hours. It's been 3 hours, man. Like, what are our number? We're not hitting our marks here. What's going on?
Yeah. Look, we're coming for you on Twitter, though. I think we already have like almost 3,000 on Twitter. So we're gunning for you guys. That's all I'm going to say.
That's so funny. Well, Espo, you know, you've been a friend of the show. I think you've been on a couple different times. I like this. People are confused a little bit with Greg here. They're like me, don't understand what's going on. Is that your name?
I believe that's what my parents named me. I don't know why it showed up either.
This is news to me.
This is very strange. But anyway, so Espo, you know, you came to me maybe a year ago for the first time. You slid right into the DMs and said, hey, man, DNVR, want to do that in Phoenix. What are the you know, this is a thing that you've been thinking about. You and Saul both, you know, really Saul sort of the manager out there, Espo creative manager out there. This is a thing you guys have been talking about for a long time.
Yeah. And, you know, I have no shame. I'll slide in the DMs if it gets things done. And
he's been there. Can you now slide into my, like, this the TL? Get out of the DMs. Like, what? Now that we're actually talking to one another.
Eric, no. Go get some sleep, man.
Yeah, like,
you badly need some sleep. It's very apparent.
He's making even less sense in the building. It's not just on the live stream. We're like 20 feet away from each other.
Very believable. Very believable.
No, but look, I've had a great deal of respect, as has Saul, for what you guys have been doing up at DNVR. I don't think we're the only city that
Suns in four.
Not putting up with this shit. I'm not.
All right. Yeah, well, that was not a even good fucking run. Joking.
Get his ass out of there. Get his ass out of there.
A good run.
When we're ready for him. Are you ready, Gray? Espo. All right, he's ready. Okay.
Hold on. So everybody feels better. Let me do this while we're sitting here. I think I can fix our name problem as well. The beauties of technology. There we go. You all. I'm back. Look, I don't think we're the only city that sat here and were envious of what you guys were doing in Denver and wanted the opportunity to. Eric, don't sully that new couch. I don't think we were the only people who were envious of what you guys were doing in Denver. We're just happened to be the ones lucky enough to extend the All City brand out here into Phoenix. And much like you guys have done in Denver, I think we have an opportunity to shape the conversation and kind of change the way things are done, make being a sports fan even more fun here in the Valley. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
You know what I'm looking forward to is firing Saul, just FYI.
I'll pass the message along. Saul, you're getting fired for the Suns and Four rant.
Yeah, you're off to a tough start, Saul.
He's on thin ice already.
All right.
So I see a question in here real quick already. Somebody says, we getting a PHNX bar? I mean, look, one of the things is, you know, we have a model here at DNVR that we believe in top to bottom. Every single thing we do, we want to replicate. There's not like a... there's parts of this or this. No, like we believe in everything we did. And obviously the bar is a huge part of that. So absolutely not at the moment, but absolutely that is a thing that we hope to bring to Phoenix very, very, very soon. But Espo, I want to go to you again and just say, you know, you guys assembled an incredible team. I mean, that's one of the notes we keep seeing with the announcement today is like, holy shit, look at this. All this is like the Avengers. I saw that like a dozen different people called it the Avengers. Just kind of introduce. First of all, let's start with the Suns beat. Who do you have on staff there? Just kind of tell us about them.
Hold on. If this is the Avengers, I somehow am like Hawkeye. I'm like the least on the list. Yeah, you don't. Of course you don't. So on the Suns beat, we have myself.
Saul, who's the Batman of the group?
Wrong
universe. Yeah, wrong universe.
Adam just totally off on his own world, very much right. Like Eric today. So we've got myself, Saul Bookman, former Sun sideline reporter Lindsay Smith, and then Gerald Bourget, who's been a beat writer for the team for a couple different sites over the last 5 years, will be joining us as the beat writer as
my
well.
Old editor, Espo. He was the first editor at Hoops Habit. Yeah, so full circle.
I did not realize that. Well, you'll have to give him a hard time about a lot of things, but I couldn't be more excited. These were three people that I've looked at over the last few years and thought, man, if I gotta figure out a way to work with them, the world class talent, and I couldn't be more excited to be part of that group. And like you said, we have an unbelievable amount of talent across the board. We have Emmy Award winners and longtime and well decorated beat writers and just people that love this town, love these teams, and are going to be able to bring a perspective that we haven't seen here, which is important. And then to the gentleman that asked about the bar, I will be serving drinks out of the trunk of my car until we get the bar. So
whatever it takes. That should be fantastic. And across the whole network, yeah, just so many really, really talented people. You know, hockey has got Petey, who worked for the team, and you got Craig Morgan, who's really been covering the team like nobody else for a decade. So, I mean, there's so many really talented people. I'm just so excited about the group, and you see that online today, all the excitement. Last question I have, if you guys have any other questions here, you know, you could go ahead and throw them in the chat here before Espo gets out of here. We're going to kick him out so we can talk Nuggets. But you promised, and actually people don't know this, Espo hates Sons and Four Guy, or at least strongly dislikes Sons and Four Guy. Won't be on the show.
No. No. No, I hate the term, too. I hate the term. Like, I was at game two of the finals, and the fans started chanting it at the end of the game, and I was physically ill. Like, yeah. I went and got a COVID test right away because I was like, I'm either having a visceral reaction to this or actually sick. It was a visceral reaction. I don't know, man. When you're famous because you sucker punch somebody, not the way I roll usually.
There you go. Well, guys, like I said,
I like the Denver people. You shouldn't, you know, nobody should punch a Denver person. It's already tough enough to be a Denver.
That guy is not one of us.
Yeah. Look, you guys suffer enough having to root for the Nuggets.
Congratulations.
Good luck.
Or Greg. Actually, I was Greg. Yeah, so, Greg. But seriously, guys, in all seriousness, just to set the everything clear, nothing changes for us. We're going to continue. It's like a restaurant expanding into a new market. You still have the master chef, DNVR, the master chefs. We are going to be cooking up all kinds of cool stuff and continuing to push the envelope right here in Denver. And we hope that other markets both feed us creatively, so we see the cool thing. I mean, Greg, you guys see him. He's a hilarious guy, really creative guy, and we hope to learn from him. And we will be rooting for PHNX, but we will absolutely not in any way, shape, or form be rooting for any Phoenix teams. I hope they all I wish them all losers lounges for years and years to come. Let's hit our break then. On the other side, Eric, are you going to head out of here too?
Yes, I'm very tired. I'm going to make no sense to everybody. And I'm going to take a nap here on the casting couch, and I'll see everyone in your DMs.
Good night, Eric.
That guy needs some help, man.
What a slide. All right, let's hit this break.
All right, yeah, we're sponsored by Ball here across the DNVR network, as in Ball Arena, as in the aerospace technology company, also as in the world's largest aluminum can and packaging manufacturer. Ball is actually looking for help right here in the Denver metro area in their Golden plant. They have floor manufacturing positions for production technicians and other roles available. So if you want more information about them adding line capacity to their 400-person plant right here in Golden, Colorado, check them out, jobs.ball.com. Once you go there, search for Golden, or you can simply text Golden to 77222. Ball's been leading global sustainability efforts for decades. Of course, they make those 8, 12, and 16-ounce can sizes for all different types of liquids. They make cans in over 30 different sizes at facilities across the world. 8-ounce, 12-ounce sleek cans, 24-ounce growlers, 12 and 24-ounce cans, Lumitech bottles, several different can lid sizes as well. So if you want more information about the opportunities over there, jobs.ball.com, search for Golden or text Golden to 77222.
We back?
One more. At DraftKings right now, we were talking about this when we got on. It's week one of the NFL season coming up this weekend, actually starting tonight. And DraftKings is rolling out some can't-miss offers, absolutely free money. DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Tampa Bay plus 73 for all customers. I believe they're playing Dallas. So, look, that's going to hit. I can guarantee you 100% it's going to hit Tampa Bay plus 73. So go on to DraftKings Sportsbook, download the app, use promo code DNVR, get in on that can't miss offer, win some free money with DraftKings. If you're a new customer, bet $1 on any football game and receive $200 in free bets instantly with promo code DNVR. That's a different promo they're doing, not the Tampa Bay plus 73. This one's for all new users. Bet $1 on any football game, win $200 in free bets instantly. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Free bet promotion for new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit. Max wager limits apply. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
I love also that Eric is trying to reply, but he's replying from the DNVR account. So that this
dude,
is Eric.
He's not well.
He is an absolute wreck right now. But he did beat RK in golf. So
I mean,
a lot about RK.
Based on that last segment, I don't even know if I can believe that. Like, I don't even know if I can believe anything that was coming out of that guy's mouth, man. He is,
it's so true.
He is.
All right, let's move on to some Nugget Superlative. Let's get back into Nuggets. Enough about PHNX. Guys, I retweeted a bunch of stuff earlier. I'll probably later tonight retweet a bunch of the stuff to kind of promote them, but I'm ready to move on.
Yeah, we're over those guys.
I know that, no, dude, the comment section's on fire today. Comment section is bringing it. So, we're going to do some Nugget Superlatives. We've already done this, I think, twice this offseason, but they've all been different superlatives. This one getting a little bit more, this is almost a casual Friday style superlatives. Number one, and I like this one, most likely to get ejected from a game. Which Nuggets player is most likely to get ejected from a game this season, Harrison?
It's the Joker, probably.
Definitely the Joker.
It's definitely Nikola Jokic, man. I mean, look, we've talked about this. Like, I really hope Denver has a plan for him where he doesn't wear down mentally and physically throughout the season, like we saw him do into the playoffs last year. And like, if he's got to carry the majority of the scoring load night in, night out, if he's going to try to play every game, I could see just that temper kind of going up and up as the season goes on. So I would go with Nikola Jokic.
I don't remember. Murray got ejected last year. Do I remember this?
Did he get ejected from the bench? Didn't he get ejected like as a spectator? Does that sound right?
Vaguely, man, I can't believe I'm forgetting this.
I got it. The groin shot on Tim Hardaway Jr. Do you guys remember this?
Oh, yes, I do. I do remember that.
In January?
I can't remember this. I'm here.
No, okay.
I had to sneeze.
He was cutting to the rim. He got knocked down. It was a bullshit call. It was a bullshit call, but he got knocked down and then like got back up and Tim Hardaway was right there and it looked like he kind of punched him in the groin, but okay. I don't think he did. I don't think he did. It was a bullshit call.
Okay. All right. So Wynn says Jokic, the chat is saying Jokic. Vote. Are you with them?
Yeah, to quote the great Miroslav, it's always Jokic. I am curious, who's the second most likely to get ejected? Faku in there. That's in there. Yeah, Michael Malone. Good answer.
Yeah. Malone, though, I really do think his ejections are planned. Like, as much as he's a fiery guy, like, I don't know if he's ever been ejected off of like pure rage.
Malone goes to get an ejection. He doesn't go to pick up a technical. Like, if he's going full tilt, he's getting tossed.
Yeah. I don't know who is number two to get ejected, man. That is a really tough question. So you got Monte. I'd be shocked if it was him. You've got Barton. I'd be shocked if it was him.
Campazzo could draw ire and get tangled up in something.
Unless Barton runs into some suburban beef with, you know, somebody. Like, that's the only way he could get ejected.
Suburban beef? Is this a phrase I don't know about?
You don't remember this?
No. What was
this? Oh, was that the Suns fight, right?
No, it was Jamal Murray and the Lakers. Remember when he dribbled around Lonzo Ball?
Oh, yeah. Barton called it suburban beef. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, can't believe you guys didn't get that deep cut.
That was a great deep cut. Ooh, I like this one. Austin Rivers. I could see he gets a little fiery. You know, he has a chip on his shoulder. I could see it. Jamichael Green. I could see Jamichael Green sticking up for somebody and, like, you know, a little three-game suspension because of an elbow to the throat.
Sure. But it's Jokic.
Yeah, it's Jokic is number one. Is there anybody deep bench that we could envision? Is there, like, Vlatko, there's no way.
Vlatko just coming in as like a goon type guy.
I feel like he'd be down to play the goon.
Yeah, I could see it.
I wish they would do it more. I just want to see him set a really hard screen, you know?
Yeah. Alrighty. Next one. Starter most likely to score 0 points in a game. Which starter is most likely?
Aaron Gordon.
Aaron Gordon, I think, is the favorite here. He is the favorite.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
Yeah.
If this was 2 years ago, I could say Jokic, man. One or two emotional funk games where he just doesn't shoot. But
in like the first couple months of the season.
Yeah, first couple months, but not anymore.
The other option would be Monte, but like Monte just playing point guard in a Jokic offense is going to get a bucket, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So Monte would be the other option. I can't see Barton going that cold. Michael Porter, like, come on, man. Can you picture Michael Porter not scoring in a game? I just can't picture it.
The other scenario is if Yoke won game and just, you know, the middle of January against like the Pistons just goes full Larry Bird. And instead of just shooting everything with his left hand, just goes, maybe I can get through a whole game without scoring and we still win.
Yo, I am now rooting for this, except for I think he'll score like 30. But I am rooting for Jokic to be in his Larry Bird left-handed phase where he's like, you know what?
I'm just MVP's in the bag. F it. Yeah.
So throws three passes off the backboard just for fun. Like, today I'm only going to make assists off the backboard.
I'll tell you exactly what would happen. He'd do that for a half. Denver would be down by 10. And then he'd just be like, what the fuck, guys? And score 30 in the second half.
Yeah. I will say, Jokic might be my third. Like, I would go Gordon 1, Monte 2, Jokic 3. Barton and MPJ, like, they're just going to score. They're going to shoot. They're going to score. There's no way.
Here's the fun part. It's not happening to this group. It's not happening.
It's definitely not happening. Best newcomer to the rotation, and I'm going to define new. Jeff Green is eliminated from this competition. When I say newcomer to the rotation, Austin Rivers, Bol Bol, Bones Highland, Zeke Nagy, Vlatko Chanchar, Peter Cornelie. Which of those guys will have the larger – like, we don't even know if Peter Cornelie is on the team. Like, I don't even know. I don't know that that's even a shush. I'm just saying.
I had a dream that I saw it on a whiteboard somewhere, so I just took that
just ran with it. Any of those guys, like, are we – who's going to have the biggest contribution?
Austin Rivers, I think. I think he's going to get a chance to do it. And he's also the kind of player that if he's doing the right things consistently enough, if he gets hot in a quarter, like, they'll let him shoot it. They'll keep finding him, and he'll keep shooting it. So
do you think he'll be good this year? I'm like, serious question. Do you think Austin Rivers will be like a good player this year?
I think he'll be. Yeah, I do. I was surprised by his floor in those playoffs. Like, it was not just the big explosive quarter things. I think he's a much better defender than I realized. Obviously mentally he seems to understand what he's doing in Denver. So I think he could definitely be a positive rotation player here.
Yeah. I think he'll be what he was last year. I mean, if he thought he was good last year, I think he'll be about that.
You don't think getting a training camp and being a part of the team like this, you don't think that'll elevate him at all?
I mean, honestly, man, like, he was pretty good last year. Shot 37.5% from three. That's kind of on the higher end of what he's done over the last like 6-7 years. He was a good defender. I feel like he played a little better than he had over the last couple of years once he got to Denver.
So here's one thing I'll say. I could see him. This is like a bold prediction. I think he evolves into Jared Dudley this year, gets an extra 5 years out of his career. And he's going to be like the guy that just like keeps everything together. The glue guy. I predict that's what happens with Austin Rivers this year. But as a basketball player, I agree. Win more or less the same.
I think he's a little better than Jared Dudley as a player. But I get
well. But you're thinking of 38-year-old Jared. Like, Jared Dudley ended up having a 15-year career because he was like, "Hey, you guys just want me to like rise up? All right, cool." Most improved player by season's end. I like this question because we already did most improved player like from last year to this year. But I like this one. From day one, from game one till game 82, which player will make the biggest leap? I have a lock on this one, but I want to hear you guys first. Wind?
I'm going to go with
I know where I'm going.
I'm going to go with Michael Porter Jr.
Wow. Okay. Is that because you don't think he'll be on day one, like, meaningfully better than he was last year? Or
You think he'll be both like the most improved over the summer and the most improved in season?
I think both. I think he's going to come back a much better player, but I think him being in the offensive role he's going to be in without Jamal Murray is just going to put him on that much more of a fast track.
I'm looking at room for growth and opportunity, and those two things point me in the direction of PJ Dozier. I think over the course of 82 could look like a more composed rotation player.
That's exactly what I think. I think PJ Dozier is that guy who will be good. I think he's going to be really good, but I think by the end of the year, it's one of those things like Murray comes back and you're like, who do we cut out of the rotation? It's not Dozier. It's not Barton. It's not Dozier. Like, who else is it? Faku or Monte that we have to cut out of the rotation because Dozier's too good. Or maybe somebody else, like another Dozier's a full-time small forward or something.
Yeah. I mean, I love Dozier. You guys know I'm a big Dozier guy. I feel like I'm a tad lower than the consensus on him.
I'm with you there.
I just want to see him do it for a whole season. Like, I'm still not sold that he's a good shooter. We know he's going to be a good defender. Yeah. We know he's, you know, pretty capable in the pick and roll. He's got great instincts there. I just want to see it with Dozier for, you know, more of a prolonged stretch than we have.
I love that point. I don't think it's been made enough. My point is just simply, I think things are lined up for him to get the most extended opportunity, right? The longest continuous runway that he's had to this point.
And I think he can be really good. Like, I think he can be a starting level player. Like, I really, really like PJ Dozier. I just got to see it before anointing him.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm higher. I'm just kind of surprised by this. I'm higher on them both of you guys. And it sounds like, Harrison, it's within the realm of possibility. I'm just saying I think that him hitting that possibility is a lot higher. I think I feel pretty good about locking him into saying I think PJ Dozier has a great year, a really great year. And I think the more he plays with Jokic, the more it's going to be like, oh, man, playing with Jokic a lot.
If Dozier has a great year, this team's a 3 seed. But
third most exciting player on the roster. Third. And the reason is because I think MPJ and Jokic are going to fall. Most people would say Jokic than MPJ. Harrison would say MPJ than Jokic. But most people would have that one too. Who is the third most exciting player on the Nuggets?
It's Bones Highland.
Okay.
There are better players than him on the roster for sure. But are they more exciting than Bones Highland? Maybe Barton? I think no.
But this year, are we going to get to see him? Or are you just saying like
Grant? We're going to get extra excited every time he's on the court.
Okay.
Because it's limited opportunity. And then he's going to hit a dumb step back three, and we're going to do an hour-long podcast about how the Nuggets will never lose again.
Look, man, Bones is unquestionably an exciting player. Like, he's unquestionably so much fun. And every second he's on the court, especially we talked about a preseason game 3.5 weeks away. That's my number one thing I'm looking forward to is Bones Highland on the preseason. So I get it. I just worry we're not going to see enough of it for it to count in my book. But it can count in your book. That's fine. Harrison?
I'd probably say Aaron Gordon. We've talked about how, you know, that ankle injury probably was a bigger factor than many people thought once he got that trade to come to Denver last season. I think he's going to be a little bit more athletic. He's going to be, you know, asked to do more offensively. So I feel like, you know, there's going to be a lot of exciting moments with Aaron Gordon. And he's kind of my pick by default because this Nuggets team, I've said this before, is kind of boring, but boring is good. You know what you're going to get out of everyone. So it might be Gordon by default.
It's interesting, man, because Gordon is simultaneously capable of being the most exciting player on any given night and also like the least exciting player possible. I mean,
he really
can be just the new Millsap, or he could be, like the most exciting, the Kenneth Faried. So I hope we get the dunking, exciting, like anything can happen with this guy version. I'm not convinced of it. I'm with you on this though, Harrison. I'm not sure there's an easy answer here. I kind of lean PJ Dozier because we joke that he's PJ Composure, but sometimes he's PJ Chaos. And
yeah,
that can be both good or bad. Like sometimes he's flying around, and you're like, man, this guy's everywhere. And sometimes you're like, he's bumping into everybody.
It's also with Dozier, there's that factor of the, you know, unknown. Like he's still so fresh and so new. And doesn't have as many games under his belt as a lot of these guys. He's got that kind of bowl factor where you throw him out there, you kind of know what he's going to do, but you don't really know what he's going to do.
I'm going to go. Actually, I'm going to go here. Faku. He's my third most exciting player. Yes,
I regret.
Yeah, it's Faku. Right. Like, look, Faku sometimes can get this or that, but like when he's flying around, he's just so much fun. So he's my third most exciting player.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Best hair. This is a Brendan Vogt ad. Oh, no, this is a Harrison Wind ad, of course. Harrison, best hair.
I was looking through my high school yearbook, just looking at all the superlatives.
Me too. actually.
Best hair. I mean, Aaron Gordon, if he goes with the fro, has very high potential. Like, that's a very high ceiling if he goes with the fro. Zeke Najee, like, could grow that out also.
He already has. He's already got the hair back. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Vlatko's got some sneaky potential to just do something weird.
Okay. Vlatko should. He definitely looks like a guy that should do the Euro mullet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or like a weird mohawk thing. Just get crazy with it.
I'm going to go Faku again. Bedhead. Bedhead forever, baby. Bring back the, like, I just woke up from a nap look.
Marcus Howard has a say, I think. Marcus Howard's got good hair.
All right, Marcus Howard. How,
Michael Malone.
All right, yeah, he does have hair. Speaking of Malone, most likely to butt heads with Michael Malone. Which player is most likely to a little rift develops? Vote. What do you think?
All right, so hear me out to the end of this answer. I think it's Jamal Murray. Now, I don't think it's particularly contentious, and I don't think it's beef. But I think Jamal and Malone are close enough that Jamal speaks his mind. I think if Malone is maybe infringing on crossing a line in the locker room, if I had to guess one guy who might dare to say, hey, coach, maybe take it down a notch, we got this, I'm thinking it's Jamal. So I don't think there's a rift or anything like that. I just think you've got two headstrong personalities and two guys who are, of course, not afraid to speak their minds.
I thought you were going to go in a different direction with Jamal. Like when he comes back from the injury and Michael Malone's like, all right, you're playing 15 minutes.
Sure.
Good luck. Good, yeah.
Right.
Good luck.
Is Michael Malone more likely to play Murray 15 minutes, like 1 week after his return, or 40 minutes 1 week after his return?
If he plays him 40, Popeye Jones is going to walk off that bench and take Michael Malone's seat.
I love that Popeye Jones is your enforcer now.
he's got the best name out of all the coaches.
He really does. He really does. Who's going to butt heads, Harrison? Or who's most likely to?
Man, that's tough. I mean, I don't really want to throw out Bol Bol. I just don't see Bol Bol getting enough of an opportunity to butt heads with anyone.
Yeah.
I can't see him butting heads with anyone.
Too tall?
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, Porter would be a default answer in the past, but they need so much from Porter this year that it just might not be worth it.
No.
Michael Malone has such an affinity for PJ Dozier. Like, I could see a world where it's PJ Dozier. We've seen PJ be a little turnover prone in the past. We've seen him try to maybe go outside, you know, the Nuggets offensive system a little bit, just looking for his own stuff. But Malone loves PJ Dozier. It's like maybe something there a little bit. I don't know.
In the words of the great Austin Rivers, everybody fucks with Mike. So I don't think that everybody, I don't think anybody's going to beef with him. But if there was one, and it kind of depends maybe a little bit more on how, if this extension gets done or not, but I could see Aaron Gordon for the sole reason of what is his role on this team, you know, and early on, is it like, hey, I'm not getting enough touches. Like, they need me on offense. That's the one guy I can maybe see. I don't see it happening, but man, I don't really see it happening.
Aaron Gordon just seems so laid back. He just seems
pretty laid back. Last one I have here. Who is the most likely to launch an NFT, a non-fungible token? Which Nuggets player?
Hey, did I tell you guys that Thomas Welsh's guy DM'd me? I went on the pod with Harrison and talked about the NFT. He DM'd me.
I was waiting for the follow-up.
I thought this would be of interest to you. I'm like,
I want to have Thomas Welsh on the show. Are you kidding? I want to see what are they called? Crypto Toms?
No, it's like they're like player cards. You know what I mean? Oh, they're like holographic player cards. I'm about I'd to stock clean up those
on
out,
Christmas on Crypto Toms.
Just I'm gonna DM this guy back and like, if you send me a Christmas edition Thomas Welsh NFT with him in a Santa Claus hat, I will clean. I will give you all my money.
AG's got a peace symbol tattooed on his cap. He's not beef with anybody. This is true, man. I really like Aaron Gordon. I hope this is the year that everybody falls in love with Aaron Gordon. I love his vibe. He's so chill.
That said, guys, the Michael Porter Jr. NFT collection is in the works already, and it's on the way soon. That's my guess. That's my guess.
Okay, you're not reporting it.
No, okay, Harrison? Yeah, let me be clear.
I've got Austin Rivers.
I think that's a good one. That's a good one. He's like older, though. I feel like the NFT is almost a little bit of the younger crowd,
I like
maybe.
This one. I like this one.
I mean, Austin's just trying to diversify his portfolio a little bit. That's all.
I think it's Aaron Gordon again. I think it's Aaron Gordon. He's just kind of strange, weird. I think I could see him launching an NFT. It's AG for me.
I could see that for sure.
And you know what? Yeah. I'm in. I'm investing. Angel.
And it would be of him in the dunk contest for sure.
Yeah, Mr. 50. Mr. 50. Just like, Aaron Gordon.
Let's take a break on the other side. We're going to do some quick hitters from around the internet.
Oh, are we going online? Wow.
Not really.
Kind of. I saw us meds. They've got some great deals going on throughout the month of September. Here's some of them. Can America gummies, 25% off. Strange tinctures, 20% off. Rocking cartridges, 25% off. Glacier concentrates, 20% off. Also, when you drop the code DNVR20 at any of their four Colorado locations, they've got one in Fort Collins, one in Wheat Ridge, one off for Broadway, and one just blocks away from the DNVR bar on East Colfax. If you drop the code DNVR20, you're going to save 20% on your entire purchase. So they got all those great deals going on throughout all of September. Plus, when you drop the code DNVR20 at checkout, you're going to get 20% off your entire purchase. That's valid at any of those Colorado locations. Chevalier Mortgage, guys, look, buying a house, getting a mortgage, that can be a really complicated process, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. Hit up the good folks at Chevalier Mortgage. They'll make that process super, super easy for you and help you out every step of the way. Mike and Virginia Chevalier, they've been in the mortgage business forever. They know all the ins and outs. They know all the tricks of the trade. So hit them up. Visit them at dnvrmortgage.com. Register for a free consultation when you go there if you're interested in taking out a mortgage. Or you can call them up. But easiest way, visit them at dnvrmortgage.com. Michael Chevalier, NMLS number 1931006. Virginia Chevalier, NMLS number 1910631. They're part of the DNVR fam. They're Denver people just like us. So hit them up today if you need more information on the mortgage industry. Also, at Hassle Cattle Company right now, DNVR listeners, save 10% by using the code DNVR10. At checkout, you get 10% off your entire purchase every single time. You don't have to be a first-time buyer. Every single time, drop the code DNVR10 at checkout at hasslecattlecompany.com. Get 10% off your purchase. They've got everything at Hassle Cattle Company. They got blue-collar Wagyu beef. They've got New York steaks. They've got beef bacon. They've got Wagyu Franks. They've got jerky flavors. If you're down at the DNVR bar, check out the burger on our menu. It's got Hassle Cattle Company Wagyu Burger on it or Wagyu Beef on it. It's my go-to every time. And at hasslecattlecompany.com, drop the code DNVR10 for 10% off.
Awesome. All right, back here. Final segment here, DNVR Nugget Show. It is launch day. We launched PHNX is live. So everybody go ahead and give them a thumbs up. You don't have to follow them, but give them a little like today on that one. Help them go viral. We do have, guys, we're going to start Muscle Watch, or we're not going to start. We're going to continue Muscle Watch.
Of course.
2021. And let's, where else to begin other than the great people over at, let me see, do I have this one correctly? Nope.
That's seeing how right. We spun off online with D-Line into its own show, I'm waiting for us to spin off just Muscle Watch into its own show, or just Mailform Corner into its own show.
There it is. Can you guys see this? Like I said, the good people over at Nugget Social delivering us all the goods. Look at our boy carrying the weight. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Look at the mobility. Oh, the spin move, the little reverse.
The reverse.
And look at this spin. Look at this finger roll, guys. Oh, my goodness. The Iceman. Another one.
Questionable closeout from Zeke Nagy on that.
So what do we think, guys? What do we think of this latest mixtape?
I mean, my biggest takeaway is from like the scrimmage portion. This is like some real organized stuff going on. Like, these are real practices, it looks like. These are real workouts.
So here's this here. Stuff, this stuff Zeke, is going. Monte, Marcus, the only guys I see there.
PJ's there too.
PJ's also involved. Okay, there you go. That's
yeah.
Solid squad. Solid squad. I give this clip it's just good to see Yoke. I'm telling you, I watched some highlights the other day of Yoke, and it was just one of those things where it's like immediately after seeing him again, I'm like, ah, oh, that's right. I love this. I love this mofo. Like,
that's right.
I knew this I did. It's not that I thought I didn't. It's just when you watch him, you're like, oh yeah. It's a level of love that's like so high, I can't even put it into words.
So I saw, I believe it was friend of the show, Chill Deucey, tweet, how many reverse dunks have you seen Jokic do? Not many, right? I mean, the over-under on that is probably like 4.5. I'm not saying we're entering the Bam Adebayo phase of his athleticism, but he, I don't know, man. He looks spry. He looks spry. And like you said, you see him on the move, you see that look on his face, see him on the court, and your heart just, this is why I get up in the morning, baby.
I forgot. Yeah. Jermichael Green's in that video too. Colonel points out here.
Also,
I think the reverse dunk thing with Yoke, it's him. Part of it is him getting more athletic, just being more nimble, dropping some weight. I do think another part of it is, you know, his first several years in the league, I just don't think he was kind of like comfortable dropping those like kind of dunks and stuff, and just wanted to be like lay it in and be low key. I just think him branching out more and just doing that type of stuff more, it's a sign of him just being more and more comfortable in his own skin and in his own game and with who he is.
When you're good at something, you want to do it like more loudly, not just more often, but more loudly. Like my oldest daughter, 6, she's like really gotten good at cartwheels. And now like she'll literally walk around the house in cartwheel rather than walk. She'll just cartwheel around the house because it's like she just loves doing it now. And I wonder if like it's the same thing. He could always dunk, yes. But now it's easier. So he's like, yes, I want to do this all the time. Do you remember last year when he tried? He actually missed it. When he tried like a Statue of Liberty dunk from outside the paint, it almost did. I think I hope we get that version of Yoke this year where he's just trying the crazy stuff. And he'll probably land one or two. Guys, look at the biceps and shoulder, the definition. My goodness. My God. Michael Porter really does have the perfect NBA body.
I think aesthetic. This picture is in direct response to you saying he had a Will Barton type body.
Oh, is that what it ago. Was? He watched the show and then he's like, look at these guns. Suns out.
The guns are there. Suns out, guns out. Again, though, don't skip leg day, Mike, and get the grip strengtheners. We just want to make sure we're rounding this whole thing out.
You want to see more forearm to see if he's been working on the forearm grip?
I kind of do, but the bicep does look great.
So, TikTok's the weirdest thing, man. The other day I came across a TikTok. It was a guy who spent an entire month only crawling on all fours to strengthen his upper body. This is a real thing I saw. And then he did like a before and after of his forearms, and they were like way stronger.
That guy's definitely single.
But he was ripped. And I was just like, wow, that's real dedication to your workouts if you literally only walk on all fours for an entire month.
Dude, that's
I guess you could call that dedication.
it's a little weird. We got a little mixtape, I'm told. We got a little, let me see here. These workouts are hilarious. This is actually from the Adam
Smith. I don't know if I'd call this a mixtape per se, but maybe even better than a mixtape because it's more so just like raw footage.
Get out of here, Boban. Too little.
My biggest takeaway, I could never play basketball in sweatpants this baggy. Like,
and a long sleeve shirt. That boy's worth ditching some water weight.
Yeah. Trying to get into shape for camp.
That was the only thing we had. Yeah, that was really short. This whole thing is Aaron Gordon. You just sent me a link of just like the last 5 seconds. But yeah. He is smooth. I will say it is funny watching him do a 6-part crossover on Boban. Very unnecessary for getting around Boban. But
yeah, like you didn't have to work that hard to get around.
Look at this collection of talent. Like, who's this guy?
I know. I can't figure it out. That guy on the right wing.
Who's this guy?
That's me.
These must be just all the extras from the Adam Sandler movie.
Oh my God. I think you're probably right. That's
like Adam Sandler's personal trainer or something.
Man,
you know, this is what's wrong with
like the guy who takes care of his kids, like drives him to school.
Totally. So here's the thing that's tough about today's NBA. You guys, everybody watched The Last Dance last year. You remember on the set of Space Jam, Michael was so competitive that he had him build a basketball court so every day they could get these workouts, and they were intense. They were like the NBA finals. I guarantee they looked exactly like this. Like, yeah. I promise you, they were like, if Bill we actually Murray had footage. Yeah, Reggie Miller was there for time. Like, there were some guys, but there was also four or five just like, hey, I'm an extra. Is it cool if I hop in here? I played a little high school.
Yeah, exactly. For sure. I think that's the PA out there.
That's the PA for sure. And then the last one here, exciting news announced publicly. Jermichael Green getting married. Getting married.
Not to Jokic, congrats. Though, much to my dismay.
Not to
coincidence.
Who?
Jermichael Jokic. Green and Nikola Jokic, best buds. Getting married in the same summer.
Well, Jokic got married a while back. Jokic's having a kid this year.
Oh, yeah. So that was last summer. Sorry.
Wow. So, I don't think I've ever seen you make a mistake before. That's
I know. Crazy. Wow. Somebody.
But maybe Jermichael Green taking cues from the greatest human.
From the top human. I think Jermichael probably just made that decision by himself.
Probably had nothing to do with Jokic. Maybe.
Maybe.
It's hard to say.
Maybe. Some people are talking. All right. Well, that does it for today's show, guys. I did want to, before we get on, let me cue the outro music here. Again, we appreciate everybody that has been riding with us for 2 years. Now, DNVR is 2 years old, a little bit over 2 years old.
Wow.
Actually, no, not quite 2 years old, because we launched, I believe, on September 24th. So we are coming up on almost our two-year anniversary. That's all the crazy stuff that we've done between then and now, you know, it's kind of crazy to really sit back and look at it. And we appreciate everybody that's been following us. And like I said, I just want to reiterate this. Nothing changes for us. Nothing changes. We only go up from here. And like I said, this is such a positive thing. We believe what we've built and has made an impact on so many people's enjoyment of sports, enjoyment of the city of Denver, but in many ways also just brought people together in ways that were so necessary, especially through a global pandemic that's really sucked and been, you know, in many ways a really tough 18 months for people. We hope that the same thing happens in PHNX and that it is a positive thing that people are like, you know what, I'm glad this exists. And who knows, maybe one day Dallas, Minneapolis, Portland, you know, Kansas City, Nashville, Chicago, all these cities we can expand to and continue to do this great thing. And we've seen the Athletic, you know, has they've given their version of what they believe sports coverage should be. We've seen Barstool. They've seen what their version is. And, you know, in many ways, we're not competing with them, but we have a model that we believe in and we want to see if it works. And that's what this represents. But the last thing I wanted to share with you is there were a handful, and there weren't many, but there were a handful of just people who automatically went to pessimism and cynicism with this. And, oh, I'm unsubscribing because this means you – somebody said, oh, Adam, this is why you said you don't hate the Suns. Like, guys, none of you are going to subscribe to PHNX. Like, I literally don't need to be hyping the Phoenix Suns basketball team up for the success of PHNX.
Look, we're not asking you to be Phoenix Suns fans. That's the last thing.
I'm not even asking the people watching this to be PHNX fans, to be honest with you. Like, I don't, if that was our model, was hey, we need all of you to like them, like we're gonna fail. But more than anything, you know, it just hints at to me there's an underlying cynicism to people where when anything happens, people can become negative and automatically think the worst thing. And I think technology maybe in part has led us to doing that. Like something about Twitter and everything's immediate visceral reaction that's negative. And we have to, and I just want, one of my goals in life, I honestly believe part of why I'm doing what I am doing is I want to train people. You don't have to feel that way. You don't have to feel automatically cynical. And it reminds me of Conan O'Brien. This was like 15, 20 years ago, but Conan O'Brien, when he lost out on the Tonight Show, he gave a great farewell speech. He was given the show and then it was taken back from him. And it was really unfair the way it had happened. But he went out there and said, guys, don't feel sorry for me. And I just wanted to kind of share that clip. When I was reading some of these comments today, I was reminded of it because it always stuck with me. And I just thought it would be a good way to sort of end the show. So thanks everybody for tuning in. We're going to be back again tomorrow with a casual Friday edition of the DNVR Nuggets podcast. And then after that, we're just 3 weeks away from an actual Nuggets basketball game. I can't wait.
I'm asking this particularly of young people that watch. Please do not be cynical. I hate cynicism. For the record, it's my least favorite quality. It doesn't lead anywhere. Nobody in life gets exactly what they thought they were going to get. But if you work really hard and you're kind, amazing things will happen. I'm telling you, amazing things will happen. I'm telling you, it's just true.
Right now at Strava Craft Coffee, DNVR listeners, you guys can get 25% off your first purchase with the code DNVR25. And if you're a returning customer, you can use the code DNVR20 for 20% off your order. Of course, Strava Craft Coffee is packed with CBD. It can help relieve back pain, neck pain, arthritis, IBS, stuff that's been going on for a while, long-term aches and pains that you just haven't been able to get rid of. Try out CBD, try out Strava Craft Coffee. It can really help a lot. So use the code DNVR20 for 20% off. If you're a first-time customer, DNVR25 will get you 25% off at StravaCraftCoffee.com.